Hello, hello, and welcome to a special episode of Power Up in Game. We're actually going to freeball a little bit here. We just sat through a 3.5, damn near 4-hour award show. So let's just go ahead and get right into this. We are talking about the Game Awards 2022, hosted by Jeff Keighley. Taylor, oh man, hell of a show. I actually thought it was like a really good show this year. You say you tallied up the winners that we try to predict. So let's get right into it, man. What do you think of the award show this year?
By the way, if it sounds like my audio quality is horrible, I'm using a different setup. It's horrible, I know. Nerds Talk Movies, the next episode of that, is going to have this kind of audio as well. I apologize. Hopefully I can get it fixed by the time the next episode of Nerds Talk Movies comes out, or the next. But getting back into this show here, I thought it was a pretty good show, man. I thought there was a lot of really great announcements. I thought there was some fine announcements. I didn't think anything here like absolutely bored me. But let's not waste any more time, though, Michael. Let's get right into this show. And I didn't watch much of the pre-show. It seemed that the only major announcement, and please correct me if I'm wrong here, was that the pre-show ended with Street Fighter VI's release date getting announced. The game is coming out in June 2023. The way we're going to be doing this, by the way, Michael, is I have it split up into like 5 announcements or trailers, reveals, whatever you want to call it, per section. I'll name off all 5 of them, then we'll talk about it. And let's just get right into it, though. So at the start of the show, Al Pacino and Christopher Judge kicked off the main show. Hades 2 was announced. It's going to enter early access in 2023. Judas from Ghost Story Games and the creators of Bioshock, that was announced. Bayonetta Origins, Cerisa, and the Lost Demon is dropping in March 2023 for the Switch. And to cap off this section here, Ghostbusters Rise of the Ghost Lord is coming in 2023. That's a VR game. What are your thoughts on all this here? For me, I thought this was a pretty strong opening, all things considered. Hades 2 is a huge announcement. Judas looked fantastic. That looked like Bioshock 4, pretty much. Al Pacino kicking it off, it was pretty awkward. Not going to lie to you. There's no other way to sugarcoat it. At the same time, I kind of loved it too. That's what I was going to get to. Christopher Judge, also pretty awkward because it was such a long speech. It was just, it really did feel like just an honest acceptance speech, which I don't think you really hear too often in these Oscars awards kind of ceremonies.
No, he really put his heart in that.
Yeah, you can tell it was just spitting as long as he could until he was kind of just walked off stage by the orchestra starting to play.
Yeah, it was weird. Overall, they really waited to play him off because I guess they were man, there's no way he's really gonna go that long. And I don't know who finally gave out this signal, but man, they waited a long time and really let that man tell his life story.
Also, Street Fighter VI release date, I believe that got leaked earlier in the day, if I remember correctly.
Sort of, yeah. It leaked on the PlayStation Network, and somebody got a shot of that.
I'm not a huge fan of Street Fighter, so I have nothing really to say on that. But the big highlights for me is kicking off the show with Al Pacino, which was a fucking shocker. Not on my bingo card at all.
Yeah, I don't think anybody saw that coming.
The Christopher Judge speech was nice, even though both speeches were a bit awkward there at the beginning. But it was still, it did feel for Hollywood and what I find to be just like, yeah, there's a lot of fakeness out there. That felt like too like genuine. Al Pacino, I don't think he could read the teleprompter for real.
I'm so glad he was like, I can read the teleprompter. Yeah, he's like, I can't read this, so I'm gonna freestyle this. And he looked so comfortable up there though.
Yeah.
Like he belonged. He was like, yeah, I don't play video games, but my kids do and I watch them. So I know how important this is. So it's like, not only did he agree to go there, but like, I don't know if, like, maybe his son was like, oh, man, it's so cool. Or maybe, like, he knows about it because of his son. Like, I don't know why Al Pacino would agree to this. But I'm glad he did. Because, one, Al Pacino is just awesome. And, two, it really did feel like a genuine thing. He was having fun doing something different. Doing something new. And seeing Christopher Judge accept his award that I felt he got snubbed on last time. We mentioned that, I think I mentioned that in our last episode, that I felt he got snubbed on last time. It's great to see him win that one, and to hear him just like truly appreciate the war, like it was a big thing for him. Like, oh, it was, but like for him to be like, yeah, if you would have told me God of War was a video game when I tried out for it, I probably wouldn't have done it. To him relating to Kratos when it comes to his children, to his own kid, to his mother.
The advice he gave his fellow voice actor.
Yeah, that was great. He brought up his brother, his mother, and then talking about how I keep forgetting the kid's name. About he's the future of acting and voice acting.
I'm gonna botch the beginning of it because I don't remember it fully. But it was something like get hired and don't be a douchebag. Like, that's some solid fucking life advice right there. Some very general life advice that everybody can just live by. Just don't be a douchebag.
Yeah, it was just absolutely great, and I'm just super happy that Chris Judge got a chance to get up there and truly show his genuine side. It was just awesome. For me, as someone who felt he got snubbed last time, it felt like a revenge kind of thing. Not a revenge, like a second chance kind of deal, and I'm glad he got it this time.
I think that's a far better way to put it as well. Just a second chance at the award that some people did feel, including yourself, that he should have won it back in 2018. So, also want to talk about Hades too here. That's massive.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming either. I'm going to let you have the floor here. Let me know what you think of these games.
Oh, starting with Hades?
Yep. I guess starting with Hades. Starting wherever, man.
Hades 2. Oh, man, I did not see that announcement coming. Didn't know that Supergiant was even continuing the Hades game. This is their first sequel, I believe. They're always doing something new and interesting, different. And so for them to like go with a sequel and pretty much build up what they built with the first Hades, which I think is great. I never finished it, mind you. I got to Daddy Dearest and kept getting my ass kicked. And I really enjoyed my time there. So for them to do a sequel and deal with Kronos, I find that very interesting because now I'm wondering, like, how are they going to play with time when it comes to the game mechanic? Like, is that going to be the reason why she keeps getting revived? Is that why? Is something wrong with time itself? Like, is time broken? There's so many possibilities for this. Like, I'm just super interested now into knowing the story and what Kronos has to do with all of this. And, man, I kind of hate that I have to wait until next year for it to hit early access because that was one of the things that I waited on with Hades 1. I don't really like doing early access games a whole lot because by the time they're finished, I'm sick of them. I'm done playing them. So I never actually get to finish. I never get to play the finished product. So with Hades 2, it's going to be the same thing for me. Now I have to wait for who knows how long for it to leave early access for me to actually get my hands on it. That's the only thing I'm sad about.
Yeah, most definitely. Any thoughts on Judas? Like, I think you talked about it a little bit. Any further thoughts on that before you?
Yeah, Judas looks so damn cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be like the third coolest game at the Game Awards this year. Atomic Heart still takes top billing for me. I know we've been waiting for that game forever, but Atomic Heart still takes top billings for me. But yeah, man, Judas looks absolutely, it does look like a spiritual successor to BioShock.
Yeah.
And I do kind of wonder if they're going to do like a little bit of System Shock in there too, or is it just going to be like inspirations from his time working on BioShock? It's BioShock in space, and I'm here for it. I'm down for it.
Moving on to our next section here, Destiny 2 Lightfall had a gameplay trailer. It's coming out in February, but I think that was already revealed. Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League got a new trailer, and it features the late, great Kevin Conroy as Batman. Yeah. The game will come out in May 2023. The Last of Us Part 1 is coming to PC in March 2023. Jedi Survivor gets a brand new trailer featuring gameplay, and it's dropping in early March. Trailer for Earthblade, a game from Extremely OK Games, aka the developers behind Celeste, is coming out in 2024. Michael, I think for me here, there's two things. Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, that trailer, and Jedi Survivor. And I feel two completely different things about those games.
Okay.
To kick us off with the not so great. I love that we're going to get one final Kevin Conroy appearance. R.I.P. Yeah. That's amazing.
Wait, was he ever announced as Batman before?
I don't think he was. I don't think it was announced as Batman in this, but it was supposedly still in the Arkham franchise, so I guess could make that connection. But regardless, I love that we're getting one final performance out of Kevin Conroy here, and it's going to be very bittersweet. I'm really not feeling this game. I'm not. As a Flash fan, seeing his finger get chopped off is just, it's kind of just sad. Moving on to Jedi Survivor. This game looks phenomenal. There's nothing else to say. It's more of what people love so much about Fallen Order. And I think that's exactly what this game needs to be. I'm going to kind of compare it to something that was up for Game of the Year this year, and that's God of War Ragnarok. Didn't completely reinvent the wheel by what everybody's saying, but it built on what was considered to be a Game of the Year worthy or Game of the Year title in God of War 2018, and just did more of that. And I feel like this was the best move Respawn could have took, is just build on what you had. What are your thoughts on these games?
The only game that I really cared for was Kill the Justice League. I'm still looking forward to that game. Oh, my goodness. I really want to play that game so damn bad, especially now that we know Kevin Conroy is returning as Batman one final time. As for Destiny 2, I don't really care for Destiny 2. I barely cared for Destiny 1. I never finished Fallen Order because I didn't really care for that one either. I didn't really get the whole big deal for it. So Jedi Survivor, it flew under my radar. It was one of those things that just passed through and I didn't really care about. And I know that's blasphemy, but yeah. Although I will say, when the actor came out with the lightsaber, he did make it look cool. So I give him that. He looked damn cool.
I didn't really talk about the Destiny 2 trailer. That looked good. I think Destiny 2 right now is really missing something.
A proper sequel?
I don't know if it needs a real, actual proper sequel. More so it just needs that. Maybe this is what it is, Lightfall, the next major update. Maybe this is exactly what the game needs. I don't know. It's just we're looking at this trailer there's some cool stuff here. How much is really going to get added here? Is it going to drive people back to the game the way that the Witch Queen really helped things for Destiny 2? So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But as of right now, I'm not fully invested into that as I am Jedi Survivor or even The Last of Us Part 1 going to PC. That's really good. Especially with the TV show coming out in January.
Yeah.
And 2 months later, it's going to be coming out on PC. Oh, that's really good for Sony.
Right, Sony's got this wrapped up, and we'll learn more about that as we go along with who's been winning awards.
Moving on to our next section, we got a trailer for Dune Awakening, an open world MMO that I think was revealed a few months ago. It might have been an E3. It showcased the engine the game is running on. There was a demo for Forspoken. And that demo is actually available on the PlayStation Store. And we had a shocker. The first, massive shocker that's not Al Pacino to me at the Game Awards 2022. And that is Death Stranding 2 getting announced for the PS5. Norman Reedus is back too, by the way. That was just did not see a sequel to Death Stranding getting announced before Kojima revealed his gameplay experience for Xbox. Immortals of Avinium trailer. The game is dropping in 2023. Also, it looks like a magic-centric game. with some Doctor Strange-isms there. And the first gameplay for Tekken 8 was revealed. For me, it is clearly Death Stranding 2 as the most notable thing here. What say you, man?
Street Fighter was the one thing I really liked. I like Street Fighters. So the whole Tekken thing didn't really excite me, but I do think it looks good. But when I was watching, I was like, what is this? What is this story? Haven't they already done this whole, it all ends here fight? Like, haven't they already done this whole thing with Jin and his father? I think his father.
To be fair, all fighting games get to this point.
No, they do.
Every single one. Mortal Kombat Armageddon comes to mind here off the bat.
Granted, Mortal Kombat actually did a story to where they're like, yeah, we've done this before. This is a reboot. We're just going to have like some multiverse fuckery going on.
Injustice is the only one that hasn't gotten to that, but that's because they haven't gotten the chance to have that many sequels.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They've had a bunch of comics, though, and then the movies.
Yeah. Let's not talk about it. I think they had one movie.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about the movie. All right. Let's forget about it.
I've heard how bad that was. So when it came down to Tekken 8, I was like, where is the story with Tekken right now? Haven't they already finished this whole thing between Jin and his family deal? But I guess not. For me, I was more excited for Street Fighter 6 than I was impressed with Tekken 8. So all Tekken fans, you can hate me all you want. But for me, I will always put Street Fighter and Dead or Alive above Tekken.
But getting back to this section here, like I said, Death Stranding 2 was a huge shocker. I don't really have much to say about anything else, though, here, except for Immortals of Aveum. I don't know how much of it's going to be the final product, because there was something at the bottom of the screen that I don't want to... I'm going to kind of paraphrase here, but it was basically like, not all images will reflect the final product. It was something like that at the bottom. Again, paraphrasing. So I'm like, alright, that's interesting. In what regard? In what regard here? So it looked like an interesting game. I'll call it that, at the very least. So something to look forward to.
I still don't know what that game's about. I saw it and I was like, I don't know what you're doing with this game. It looks kind of
cool. That's what I said about Death Stranding too. As somebody who didn't beat Death Stranding 1, I'm like, well, I'm not going to understand anything that's going on.
Okay, granted.
But good for you, Kojima.
It's Hideo Kojima, so I don't think anybody, like, even if you do play his games, I don't think anybody's going to be in there like, I'm going to figure this all out. Because you're not. You're not going to be able to figure it out.
Let's go ahead and move on to our next section. And I gotta admit, man, I think if there was one section of game announcements or trailers that just didn't really mesh with me, I didn't really care about, this is it. We had a new trailer for Nightingale that included gameplay. Baldur's Gate 3 fully releases in August 2023. A new game from Warframe developers called Wayfinder is announced. New Fire Emblem Engage DLC was shown off, and we had a new Diablo 4 trailer. It drops in June 2023. Michael, do please tell me if you know what happened with this one, though, because I was AFK.
Which one?
The Diablo 4 trailer.
Oh, it was a pre-rendered cinematic trailer. You didn't miss anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw bits and pieces of it, so I didn't really fully get what was going on with it. Yeah.
You didn't miss anything.
The ironic part is, the only part I think I would have been fully interested in is the Diablo 4 trailer. But we're recording this directly after seeing the award show live, so I haven't had the opportunity to go back and watch it. So, yeah, I have nothing really to say here, man, unfortunately. What about you?
For me, a couple of things were actually pretty cool about that.
Thank God.
Yeah. All right. Diablo 4, I'm surprised they didn't make a don't need a phone joke. I was really waiting for that. But which one didn't you really care for? You said you didn't have much to say. Which one?
I don't have much to say about really anything here. Nothing here is in my wheelhouse.
Really?
Of gaming. Yeah, nothing.
Okay, which one at least like kind of piqued your interest other than the Diablo?
I'd say Nightingale. Just because we're still figuring out what this game really is, how good it's going to be.
I was kind of hoping you were going to say Viewfinder, because I thought Viewfinder looked really cool.
Wayfinder?
Viewfinder. Yeah, Wayfinder. I thought it looked really cool.
Yeah.
I love it when there are games where they get so creative. It's because you can mess with the world around you and like change perspectives of everything. I love that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. I love the creativity. Like, you take a picture of something and you can move it to the other side. And you can use something from a painting to change the puzzle world around you. I think that kind of stuff is really cool. So I'm actually surprised you didn't find that one interesting.
Yeah, I mean, maybe another trailer. I always say this. Like, if a trailer doesn't grab me at the beginning, it doesn't mean that I think it's going to be awful.
Well, the first impression is always important.
First impression is always important, but it's not always, at least in my case, it's not like the only thing. Like, right. For also with video game trailers in general, like we watch these things all the time. These huge events. I'm going to see another trailer down the line for all these games. I'm going to see something about it down the line that might pique my interest. I don't know, but this just wasn't it for me. Personally, in my just gaming tastes,
right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. For me, I like the way it looked. I like the idea of being able to change the world around me. Just a flow of the puzzles, like because I like to see just how far I can push something. Because there's always just like one way to solve the puzzle, but I do enjoy going around, like screwing around with the physics and seeing how limited. The creativity in the world is how limited the manipulation is. I always found those more enjoyable than actual puzzles.
Moving on to our next section, we got Horizon Forbidden West Burning Shores DLC, which is coming in April 2023. A new free-to-play MMO called Blue Protocol was announced. I believe it's from Bandai Namco. Remnant 2 was announced and is coming in 2023. A new clip from Super Mario Bros. The movie was shown featuring Toad. Banisher's Ghost of New Eden from Focus Home Entertainment and Don't Nod. That's dropping in 2023. And I also, like, correct me if I'm wrong, Michael. I could not find it. But was there a Transformers game announcement?
There was, but yeah, it was a cool looking trailer. I'll give him that. And I was like, oh, cool. I don't know what this is, but it looks super post-apocalyptic and awesome.
Yeah.
And then it comes out, Transformer.
That's not what I expected.
Like, oh, okay. Don't know if this is something I would care about because, yeah, okay. Because it didn't show anything. That's the only thing for me. It was, I've talked about this before on this podcast. I don't really care, nor do I trust
for pre-rendered
cinematic trailers. Yeah. So for me, this one fell flat because it didn't show me anything. It like, okay, we're fighting against what was like post-apocalyptic. Like, Earth has already been attacked. It looks like the Autobots might have lost, which I think is kind of cool. Really, I didn't really get enough out of it to where I can get excited for it. It's like, oh, it's a Transformers game. That's cool, but it's a pre-rendered trailer, so I don't much care because all that cool stuff you showed me with the world being destroyed and everybody fighting in tanks and whatnot, that looks cool, yes. But is it just for the announcement trailer? Like, how much of that is actually part of the game? Do I actually see the apocalypse? Do we play that part to where we lose and we have to reactivate and play from beyond there? Like, there's so many questions that you can ask because the pre-rendered trailer is just that. It's an announcement pre-rendered trailer. So for me, personally, I didn't get anything out of it.
For me, in this section, I think the big standout is Banisher's Ghost of New Eden. I thought this looked phenomenal so far. Cannot wait to see it with the game. Yeah, like, it seemed like a very interesting concept. It looked really good visually.
And they show like 2 seconds of actual gameplay.
Yeah. Remnant 2 looked interesting as well. But I do want to talk about Forbidden West. I have not played Forbidden West. I did think it was a really cool visual.
Okay.
For that machine coming out of the Hollywood sign. That was really fucking cool.
That was awesome.
You got anything to say about this before we move on?
I was really hoping that we would get some kind of DLC for Forbidden West. But the way that it ended, I could kind of see like, okay, we won't get a sequel. I mean, we'll get a sequel, but we won't get DLC because I don't know where they would even go with that. But to see that there really is DLC coming, I'm super excited for that. Because there's this whole thing with the with one of the birds that you can capture that happened in the late game of Forbidden West. And I was like, oh man, I thought this thing was gonna have like a bigger impact on the overall game mechanics. So I'm glad to see that it's back, and hopefully this time it'll play a bigger part, because I want to do more flying missions. So I'm excited for that, and I can't wait to see what they're actually going to pull off with this and what the story is going to be, especially with the cliffhanger of an ending that they had with Forbidden West.
But moving on to our next section, we had Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine 2 had a trailer, a new trailer for Meet Your Maker coming in April 2023 from Behavior Interactive. We had that trailer for Crash Team Rumble. It was revealed via a live action Crash mascot thing,
which was awesome.
And we had a trailer for Crime Boss that is dropping for PS5 and Xbox Series X. It has a star-studded cast. Danny Trejo, Michael Rooker, Michael Madsen, Danny Glover. And we close out this section with the Lords of the Fallen. That is very important, by the way. The Lords of the Fallen. Not Lords of the Fallen. The Lords of the Fallen. He's got a new trailer. Crime Boss to me is the really cool one here.
Yeah, very that's the one I've been waiting us to talk about.
Yeah, Crime Boss was something that when it first, when they dragged Michael Madsen out, and I forgot the other two actors that they had with him, I was like, oh no. Oh no, this is about to be Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez all over again. This is going to be horrendous. And then they showed the trailer for this game. And man, it looks pretty damn good. I'm surprised.
No, it looks like 80s, 90s crime action, cheesy good. It looks like something you're not going to take serious. It looks like it's going to be ridiculous fun. My big surprise was Chuck Norris and Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. Again, I'm totally with you with Crime Boss. I think that's going to be a really good game. I'm not sure if it's going to be something that we're looking at in 2023, or 2024, whenever that game eventually comes out. I don't think it got a release window. But whenever it comes out, I don't know if we'll be talking about it like, oh man, is it going to win Game of the Year or Best Narrative anything? But I bet it's going to be a lot of fun. You get that feeling. They're like, I'm not sure how good this game's going to be, but I'm going to have fun with it. And getting into our final section of the Game Awards 2022, Idris Elba has joined Keanu Reeves in Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty DLC. God, that's an awesome sentence. From Software revealed their new game, Armored Core 6. Fires of Rubicon. The game is releasing in 2023. Good God, From Software doesn't sleep.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like, man, that company just stays busy, especially since I know they said, like, oh, our next game's like 80% done, but I didn't think they were talking about Armored Core. I thought they were like, oh, we're doing another Bloodborne or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be. I don't know much about the Armored Core franchise, but I really thought this was going to be another Bloodborne kind of style game, another Dark Souls style game.
Yeah, me too. And I was like, man, you guys just work on three games at once? And it might be because
Armored Core... The level of detail in all these games too. Like, it doesn't seem physically possible is my point. Like, I don't understand how these games are getting completed. And how it's getting, like, how it's getting shipped as well. Like, it's getting completed, shipped, sold, and then they're accepting awards, which we'll talk about here in a minute. So
I don't know.
It's astounding. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't know how they're able to do it. And then you have, like, bigger companies who can barely ink out one game without having to go into crunch time and releasing a busted game.
Oh, you're talking about Rockstar.
No, Rockstar takes their time. But yeah, the what I know of Armored Core, because I've think I've only played one Armored Core game, but it is very detailed. It is not a game that you just pick up and play. Like, it's a game that you learn with each machine, each mech that you get. It's a learning process to play an Armored Core game. And so, like, this isn't something they just pull out their ass and like, yeah, let's just do a quick game of Armored Core. Like, no. That's a franchise that takes pride in their mechs and it takes pride in its gameplay mechanics. So I know that with this one, they're probably going to go all out because, man, I know the scene that they showed was pre-rendered and I am against pre-rendered scenes, but it did give me an idea of what they were going for. Because, man, did you see the way those mechs were, like, forming and all the moving parts that they had on them? It just looked ridiculous what they were pulling off of these machines.
We had a new trailer for Final Fantasy 16. I'm not a huge Final Fantasy fan, so this didn't
Same here.
Yeah, this didn't hit for me. I don't think either of us really have anything to say. If you are a huge Final Fantasy 16 fan, I hope you really enjoyed this trailer. But getting into the big, big thing from this show, getting into Game of the Year. To both you and I, there were two candidates for Game of the Year. It was either God of War Ragnarok or Elden Ring.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it was Elden Ring. The game that Jeff Keighley and the Game Awards really have been hyping up for it. With the pandemic and everything, it feels like years and years, to be quite honest. It was like Elden Ring being at the Game Awards. It was years in the making of them releasing it and potentially winning all sorts of awards. And they did take home Game of the Year in 2022. I do think it was very well deserved. I would not have been surprised to see God of War Ragnarok win this. Haven't played Ragnarok, so I cannot say whether or not they should have won it. Considering all the reviews for Ragnarok, does seem like it was very deserving as well. Very solid year for gaming in total. I don't think it was an all-timer year, but damn, what a solid year.
Yeah, no, this was a good year. And yeah, everybody knew it was between God of War and Elden Ring. It was definitely a 50-50. I don't know why the other candidates were just there just to fill out slots because we all knew it was going to be between those two juggernauts.
And that's no offense to those other games. Those other games have been praised across Except the
Stray.
Board.
Stray is the main one that didn't deserve to be there.
Even Stray. I know Michael does not like Stray, but Stray, a lot of people love Stray. A lot of people thought it was an amazing game. And at the same time, I still, like we were talking about, Michael, I still feel like this was a two-horse race.
Yeah.
But let's get out of here, Michael. As we said last week, this is our last episode of the year. We're going on a mini vacation until 2023. We'll be back with a new episode of Power Up and Game on Friday, January 6th. In the meantime, we should have no shortage of fresh content over at Nerds Talk Movies. New episodes of that podcast drop on Mondays. Michael, instead of what are you working on, I got a question for you. What are you going to be doing this holiday season, our little vacation, so to speak? What you going to be up to, man?
I am taking a break myself. I will still be streaming on Twitch, but I'll also be relaxing and actually playing video games for fun for once, and it's going to be amazing for me. So what about you, Taylor? What are you going to be doing during our break?
I'm going to be the asshole here. I'm going to be working during...
Man, you Grinch.
Yeah, well, we do have a new podcast coming out in late January, I believe. And I have to get some episodes recorded, some scheduling dates locked in, some guests locked in. Also have another podcast that we're working on top of that I'm hoping to announce as well. We have a lot of content, man. I have planned for 2023. I want to thank Michael for joining me. I want to thank everyone for listening in. And finally, I just want to wish anyone listening to this a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and just happy holiday season, regardless of whatever holiday you celebrate. Again, appreciate you listening to us and hearing our very dumb takes on gaming, movies, television, whatever it is. And we'll see you next year, I guess.